The GOP measure is a follow-up to the so-called Job Creation Act that the legislature passed and the governor signed last session. It would let companies that have already received a state air pollution permit avoid applying for a new one when they expand their business. Also, if the state at any time issues tougher emission standards, a company could challenge them and go on operating as usual until a court resolves the dispute. Clintonville Assembly sponsor Gene Hundertmark says it's important the state act on this now.
Every time we put a barrier in front of a business, the less likely it is for that business to create jobs. And I believe if you would ask the good people of Wisconsin if jobs are urgent in the state, I believe that they would say yes, they are.
Environmentalists say the changes favor some of the biggest polluters and give what amount to permanent air pollution permits. Carrie Schumann with the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters says the GOP is trying to ram this proposal through the legislature. It was introduced on Tuesday in advance of a public hearing on Wednesday morning.
When you give the public less than 24 hours to analyze and comment on a bill that could have serious effects on their health and the health of their children, you clearly are hoping to sneak something by them.
Governor Jim Doyle's administration testified in support of the plan, saying businesses would still have to follow state and federal clean air laws. Doyle called the changes technical details and says they do what they're supposed to.
We've made it very clear in the area of regulatory reform, the principles are pretty simple, that we're not going to lower environmental standards, but we don't need a time-consuming and difficult to understand and unpredictable bureaucracy.
A legislative panel held off on voting on the plan, but could take it up next week. Hundertmark also introduced additional changes to the Job Creation Act that would let a business recover legal costs if it's sued unsuccessfully for being a public nuisance. Doyle's office says the governor is still reviewing that plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.